the music.
All right, good morning. Welcome, everybody. So let's start by taking a seat. And for a moment, we'll close our eyes. Closing our eyes helps us turn away the outside world and instead turn inward. So begin that process by closing your eyes, taking a nice deep breath. And we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Come back to center and bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. As you inhale, let your arms circle up and into the sky. And then exhale, hands drop back down to the earth. If you'd like, you can close your eyes and just flow with your breath. One more time, reaching up into the sky, and as we exhale now, we'll fold forward. Lay your hands down on the mat, step your feet back, and let's find downward facing dog. Hips reaching to the sky, we'll press the heels down one at a time. Feel the sensation of lengthening down your legs, down your back. We'll walk our hands now back to our feet as we fold into a forward bend. Remember, every pose is your own to adapt to your own body's needs. Walk your hands forward again now, back to downward facing dog. And let's lay our knees to the mat, sink our hips into the heels, and we'll drag our hands back toward our knees. Then come all the way up onto your knees as you reach to the sky. And exhale, fold forward. And do that a few more times. One more time, rise up. And then exhaling, settle into child's pose for a moment. As you find a comfortable child's pose, remind yourself that you're always welcome to return here. You can stop and rest in child's pose at any time. Now dig your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Left knee comes down to the mat. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come back down to the mat. We'll step the right foot back. And then bring your shoulders right up above your wrists, kneeling plank. With your exhale, lower to the ground. With your inhale, roll the shoulders back and reach the heart forward in cobra. And turn and peek to the right. And then look to the center. Peek to the left. And look back again to the center. And then reach back into child's pose. And toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. The right knee touches down and we'll reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. The left foot steps back. And we'll line our shoulders up above our wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll into cobra and peek to the right, to the center, and then over your left shoulder. Back to the center and back again to child's pose. And again, curl your toes under your feet, lift your hips to the sky. And from this downward facing dog, walk your feet up to meet your hands. And then take an inhale all the way up. Drop your hands down to your sides. And let's begin to take gentle twists side to side. Let your arms flow freely beside you. And as your twists grow a little bigger, the arms fly a little farther from the body. Thank you. And then the twists begin to slow. And a little more slowly. Until finally we come to stillness. Step to the very front end of your mat, sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, sink your hips down and back, chair pose. Inhale, reach to the sky, add a little back bend right here if that feels good. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, bring your hands to the mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms circle up. Exhale, hands come down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale your way back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg high in the sky. And then step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up. And then come back down to the mat. And the left foot steps up to meet the right. With an inhale, rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up into the sky. Again, you can curve back if you want to. And then dive all the way down. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, lay your hands to the mat. Step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arm circle up. And then return to the mat. Right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. Left leg into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come back down to the mat and the right foot steps up to meet the left. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach to the sky. Here again, you can curve back. And then we'll dive all the way down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, bring your hands to the mat, walk your feet back, and find your way to downward facing dog. Feel your breath, feel your body. As we move into our standing flows, flow with your breath. Let it be a dance of movement, just you and your breath. Reach your right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward, the back foot flat down. Let's begin this standing flow with warrior one. Create a nice solid foundation with your feet and then reach to the sky and relax. Relax your body, your mind, your breath. Bend your elbows. Link your index fingers and thumbs together in circles, and let's step into dancing Shiva pose. Step onto your right foot, angle your left leg out in front of your bent right knee. And then step down, reach to the sky, and with your exhale, hips come down, chair pose. Rise all the way up. Sun breaths. Exhaling down. Inhaling up. You and your breath. Follow the lead of your breath. Up one more time, and when you exhale, bring hands down to the mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And once you find a nice steady place here, let your arms circle round and round. more time. Arms reach up as they circle around to the back. Step onto your left foot. Step your right foot forward. Hands to the heart. Now reach your hands around behind your back. Link the fingers together. Push your hands back as you reach your heart forward. And slowly begin to look up. Nice opening for the front body, right across your heart center. And then come up and over into a forward bend. And drop your hands down, let your right hand take hold of your left ankle. Reach your left arm to the sky as you open into a twist. And the twist unwinds. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart. And then around behind your back, link the fingers together. Come to that front body opening again as you slowly look to the sky. And then spill forward. Drop your hands down. Now the left hand takes the right ankle, right fingers to the sky, and the twist, turning to the right. Unwinding, inhale all the way up, and hands to the heart, and then around behind your back, once again link the fingers together, press the hands back, let the heart reach open. And folding down, hands come to the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Once you found a nice steady place, let's move with the breath. Exhale, reach down and back. And inhale, reach up. One more time, reach up. And then hands come down to the mat and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. Now inhale, take your knees to the mat, shoulders over your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. Inhale, return to kneeling plank. And with your exhale, downward facing dog. So keep flowing like that with your breath. Each inhale, kneeling plank. Exhales alternating between child's pose and downward facing dog. Next time you find your way into downward facing dog, stay there. We'll all meet together here for the next flow. This time, take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot flat down, warrior one. The elbows, upper arms parallel to the floor, index fingers and thumbs circle. Step onto your left foot, angle the right leg in front of your bent left knee, dancing Shiva pose. Step down, reach to the sky, sink the hips down, chair pose. And come up from your chair, sun breaths. Exhale, arms flow down. Inhale all the way up. A dance of movement and breath. Rising up with one more inhale and the exhale, takes hands down to the mat. Step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then circle arms round and round. Circle around one more time. As the arms come down and forward, step forward. Reach to the sky, hands to the heart, and then round behind your back. Fingers link together, press the hands back. Reach the heart forward, slowly look upward. And then pour yourself down. Hands come tumbling to the floor. Take your right hand around your left ankle. Left fingers to the sky, a twist to the left. Unwind your twist. Inhale, rise all the way up. And the hands come to the mat, then they reach around behind. Push the hands back, reach the heart forward. Look toward the sky. And then fold into a forward bend. Drop your hands down, left fingertips, take the right ankle. Right fingers to the sky, twisting to the right. And then unwinding the twist, inhale all the way up. And hands to the heart, then one more time around behind you. Link the fingers together. Come to that nice front body opening. And spill down. Hands come to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And when you feel stable here, flow with your breath. Exhale down and back. Inhaling up. One more time, reaching up. And then as we exhale, we'll bring hands to the mat and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale your way back, downward facing dog. Inhale, drop the knees, kneeling plank. Exhale, child's pose. Keep flowing. Just like before, the inhales come to kneeling plank. Exhales alternate, child's pose and downward facing dog. Thank you. And next time you find downward facing dog, wait there a moment. We'll all meet here. And let's begin the next flow, right leg to the sky. Take a big wide step forward with your right foot. Lay your back foot flat and open broadly into warrior two. Without changing the legs at all, take a little reach forward. Turn your right hand over and reach back behind you, reverse warrior. And now spin both hands all the way around to the right foot and hop your left foot up to join the right. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Hips sink down, heels dig down. Now rise up, sun brows. Exhaling down, inhaling up. Rising up one more time. And then hands come down to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Let's explore twisting again. Bring your hands to your heart. Hook your right elbow across your left thigh and let that take you into a twist to the left. Remember, you can lay your back knee down or you can spread your arms wide, wherever the twist feels good in your body. And then we'll unwind the twist. Hands come to the mat. Step the right foot up to join the left. Inhale, come all the way up. And then bend your knees, swing your arms down and back, and then swing them up to the sky. Come up one more time. Reach your hands to the sky. Blow in the breeze. And then bring hands into your heart. Step your feet hip distance apart. Let's take a nice little back bend here. Make fists at your low back. As your feet push down, let your heart rise up, rolling the shoulders back and curving into the place that feels good for you. Lifting up, not compressing the low back, but always expanding. Slowly, carefully coming up, shift your hands to your hips, pour that back bend into a forward bend. Hanging down, letting your head hang into gravity. And then step the left foot back. Lay the left knee down and shift your hips backwards, straightening into your right leg. Close your eyes, listen to your body, go to where this works for you. Always interpreting each pose into the language your own body speaks. come forward again. Take your hands onto your mat. As you step onto the right foot, curl the left toes under, pick the left knee up, and let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale your way back, downward facing dog. And once again, inhale, drop the knees, kneeling plank. Alternate your exhales between child's pose and downward facing dog. Flow with your breath. When you move with your breath, effort becomes more effortless. And again, next time you come to downward facing dog, remain there. We'll let everybody meet here to begin our last flow. Reach your left leg now to the sky. And take an equally big step forward with the left foot as you lay your back foot flat down. And open broadly again into warrior two. And then with a little reach forward, turn the left hand over and stretch it back, reverse warrior. And spin both hands all the way around to your left foot. Hop your right foot up to join the left. Inhale all the way up. And exhale, chair. Come up from your chair, sun breaths, flowing down with the exhale, up with the inhale. Rising up one more time. As you exhale, hands come to the mat. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands into the heart. Left elbow crosses the right thigh. And this twist turns to the right. Gently, the twist unwinds. Hands come to the mat, and we'll step the left foot up to join the right. Inhale all the way up. Bend the knees, swing the arms down and back, and then swing them up to the sky. One more time, reach to the sky, and then blow in the breeze. Bring hands to the heart. Step your feet hip distance apart. Make fists at your low back. Push down into the ground as you rise up and back into your back bend. And slowly the back bend rises, hands to the hips. Back bend becomes a forward bend. And then step your right foot back, lay the right knee down, and shift backwards. Close your eyes, open gently into your left leg. Coming forward again, step onto your left foot, hands onto the mat, curl your right toes under, pick your right knee up, and we'll step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale your way back to downward facing dog. But now lay your knees to the mat, slide your hips into your heels. Return to that resting place, child's pose. To your hands, press them down onto the mat, curl toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And walk your feet up to meet your hands. Slowly we rise. And with your exhale, let hands settle into your heart. And let's step into some balancing. First, on the right foot, we start with tree pose. So make your roots strong. Take your left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. Hands might be at the heart. They might reach to the sky. And anytime you need to step down and start again, that's perfectly fine. From this tree pose, let's slowly flow into warrior three. Reach your arms forward, send your left leg back, and then you can change your arm direction if you want to. Now carefully bend the left knee and bring it through to the front. Take your hands underneath the left thigh as you stand up straight and tall, and then straighten your left leg. And 2 feet back onto the ground. So before we step onto the left leg for balancing, give yourself a nice moment of movement. And then let's start tree pose with the left foot creating the roots. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. From tree pose, slowly making your way into warrior three. And bending the right knee, bring it through to the front. Clasp your hands underneath your right leg. Stand straight and tall. And then straighten the right leg. And 2 feet, return to the mat. And again, give your body a little movement. Now arms reach to the sky. And then we flow all the way down. Hands come to the mat. Walk your feet back. And once again, lay your knees down. Slide your hips into the heels. And return to child's pose. Walk your hands way over to the right. And walk your hands back to the center and then way over to the left. Now hands again to center. And then walk your hands in toward your knees. Crisscross your ankles. Slip your hips over the top of your feet. And then continue rolling all the way down onto the floor. Lay right down onto your back. And reach your legs straight into the sky. Hands to the floor behind your head. Now point to the ceiling and then use your abdominal strength to lift up off the ground. And lay back down. Now wind your right leg around your left, reaching to the sky, lifting up, and then coming back down. Both legs reach straight up again. We reach to the sky. And lowering down, wrap your left leg around your right, reaching up, lifting up. And this time as we come down, we'll slip into pigeon pose. Let your left ankle cross your right thigh. Reach around behind your right leg. And as you lay your head down, draw the legs in toward you. And see if you can find a really nice deep release in your left hip. And to come to this long, slow release, let your breath echo it with long, slow breaths. Reach your right leg up into the sky and use your right leg to swing yourself up to sit. Let your left foot drop to your inner right thigh. And as you inhale, rise up, reaching to the sky. Exhale, fold over your right leg in a forward bend. And still the breath is long and slow and deep. Right arm remain with your right leg. Reach your left hand behind your back and then up into the sky and then into a big curving side bend towards your right foot. And then bring the left hand back up into the sky. And now place the left hand on the floor behind your left hip. Step onto your left knee and shin, onto your right foot. Lift the hips off the ground. Reach the right hand back behind your head. And then we come back down. And once again, roll down onto your back. legs reach into the sky, hands to the floor behind our head. Point to the ceiling, lifting up. And lowering down. Wrap the left leg around the right, reaching up. And lowering down. And both legs reach back into the sky and we reach up. And down again. Now take the right leg around the left, reaching up. And then on the way down, we slip again into pigeon pose. Cross your right ankle over your left thigh. Hands around behind the left leg. Lay the head down. Draw the legs towards you. Find that nice deep release in your right hip now. Long, slow, deep breath. Your left leg up into the sky and use that to swing yourself up to sit. Right foot drops to the inner left thigh. With your inhale, reach up and into your breath. Exhale, fold over the left leg. Keeping the left arm with the left leg, reach your right arm behind you. Float it up to the sky and take the big curving side bend now towards your left foot. And then bring the right hand back up. Set it on the floor behind your right hip. Step onto the right knee and shin, the left foot. Lift your hips off the ground. Reach your left arm back behind you. And then lower carefully down. And once again, roll down onto your back. As you come down onto the floor, give your knees a hug, rock your body side to side a little bit. And then draw circles round and round with your knees. And then go round and round in the other direction. We're ready to choose an inversion for today. You might choose a shoulder stand, lifting your hips and legs up above you, supporting yourself by holding your hands at your hips. Or you might choose a bridge pose, pushing your feet down into the ground as you lift your hips up off the floor. To find what feels nice and just focus on your breath. very slowly, gently, tenderly lay yourself back down onto the ground. And when you've come to rest on the ground again, reach around for your knees, rock yourself side to side. And draw circles with your knees, round and round. And then round and round in the other direction. And then step your feet onto the floor for fish pose. Lift your hips up, slide your hands underneath your hips. And stretch your legs straight out on the floor. Sit up on your fingertips and tuck your elbows underneath your back. And as you're propped up on your forearm, lay your head back gently and reach your heart toward the sky. And now we'll lift the head up and let the fish pose settle back down onto the floor. Hands come out from underneath you, and now reach your arms to the floor behind your head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around the other direction for a nice big stretch. And then reach down, take hold of your right leg. Hug it into your body, and then cross it over you to the left. Turn your head and look to the right. And come to this twist, relax your hips. Smooth out your forehead, loosen your jaw. Let your whole body relax. Left hand fall away to the floor. The twist lays you back down, but you may be a little off center, so straighten your body out. And let's stretch again. Arms and legs reach out. Lace your fingers together. Turn your palms around. Take a big stretch. And then take hold of your left leg. Give it a hug into your body and then cross it over you to the right while you turn your head and look to the left. There's a subtle difference between doing the twist and receiving the twist. See if you can move into that place of receiving it. And then the right hand falls away to the floor. And the last twist lays you down. Straighten your body out. And this time, lay yourself down on the floor. Close your eyes. And do anything you need to do to be completely comfortable as we arrive now in this final relaxation. Observe me, says the breath, and learn to live effortlessly in the present moment. Feel me, says the breath, and feel the ebb and flow of life. Allow me, says the breath, and I'll sustain and nourish you, filling you with energy and cleansing you of tension and fatigue. Move with me, says the breath, and I'll invite your soul to dance. Make sounds with me, said the breath, and I shall teach your soul to sing. Each time I come, says the breath, I am a gift from life. And yet I am released without regret, without suffering, without fear. Your attitude to me, says the breath, is your attitude to life. Welcome me. Embrace me fully. Let me nourish you completely, and then set me free. Move with me. Dance with me. Sing with me. Sigh with me. Love me. Trust me. Don't try to control me. Follow me, says the breath, and I'll lead you out of the farthest reaches of the universe and inward to the deepest parts of your inner world. Take a very deep breath in, releasing into a long, slow exhale. Create a meaningful closure for your experience today. Now roll gently over onto your right side. Rest there a moment in the afterglow of your practice. And finally, let's meet each other back here, sitting on the mat where we began. As you arrive back at your starting place, offer your gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received, and for anything that you may take away from today's yoga practice and use in other parts of your life. Let your head drop down once again and roll from side to side. come back to your center. With an inhale, arms circle up into the sky. Hands meet together above us. Come first to the forehead for peaceful thoughts today. To the lips for peaceful words. And to the heart for a peaceful heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.